Scientists say gas guzzlers could be a lot less thirsty.
The fact that they announced we can make a 25 to 30% improvement in fuel economy is stunning.
Iraq may have fired at another U.S. plane.
Saddam Hussein is clearly becoming more aggressive in his attempts to shoot down an American aircraft.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Can fuel consumption by cars and trucks be significantly reduced? And if so, should the government require it? The National Academy of Sciences answered the first question today. CBS News reporter John Harchi joins us live from Washington.
The Academy experts say it can be reduced, but they gave no specifics, which pleased the auto industry.
They did not provide recommended fuel economy goals. They just explored the possibilities.
Industry spokeswoman Gloria Berquist says the automakers want tax breaks for consumers to buy hybrids and other new technology, not higher MPG requirements. At the Sierra Club, Daniel Becker criticizes the experts' views on technology. For example,
they were underestimating what could be accomplished by improving aerodynamics.
The experts say better fuel economy needs trade-off, so they defer to Congress to decide what the trade-offs should be. Live in Washington, John Harchi, CBS News.
Now this.
Let's jet set. Oh, sure, you could wait around for the airlines to run a sale on airfare, but you still won't get the kind of high roller savings you can only find at Priceline.com. That's right, just log on, name your own price, and then ease yourself into some cushy, high-class, low-cost airfare. Priceline.com. Airfare so inexpensive, you'd think it fell off the truck.
Save up to 40% or more on airline tickets. Priceline.com.
It wasn't much of a car accident. Still, there's a family that may have a hard time getting to soccer practice or on that vacation they'd planned. Fortunately, they have a State Farm agent and the help of the world's largest claims network. And no one has more experts handling more claims quickly and fairly. That's our good neighbor promise. So they'll be back on the road a lot sooner than they thought.
Experts have issued a warning about the Code Red computer worm, which infected some 300,000 computers and disrupted government websites last week. Ronald Dick of the National Infrastructure Protection Center expects it to start spreading again tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
A small number of users who are infected with the Code Red worm can infect thousands or indeed millions of others, vulnerable users, even 1,000 miles away.
CBS News technology consultant Larry Magid says personal computers are not likely to be affected, but the infection could cause problems when we use the Internet.
This worm is like a virus that affects big 18-wheel trucks. If all of the 18-wheel trucks suddenly started slowing down in traffic, we would be affected if we were behind them in our car. But only people who own and drive those trucks can actually do something about it. So what you have are servers that could cause the entire Internet to slow down.
The worm tries to knock down the White House website, and the White House has taken precautions against that happening. Another challenge from Saddam Hussein. CBS News correspondent David Martin reports a U.S. AWACS radar plane with a crew of 25 was flying over Saudi Arabia when it sighted an Iraqi anti-aircraft missile fired into Saudi airspace.
This missile would have had to have been fired from a point right on the Iraqi-Saudi Arabia border. So that would mean that Iraq had moved anti-aircraft missiles right down to the border. And it would mean that it was firing into Saudi airspace, all of which would be an escalation of the long-running now air battle between the U.S. and Iraq.
U.S. intelligence has yet to confirm the AWACS crew's report. The Pentagon has contingency plans for a major strike against Iraqi air defenses, but given anti-U.S. sentiment in the region, such an attack could be difficult politically. The U.S. Border Patrol's job is to keep people from entering the country illegally, but it doesn't want them to die trying. In May, 14 Mexicans succumbed to the brutal heat as they tried to cross the desert near Yuma, Arizona. Now, Border Patrol spokesman Mike Nicely says they'll install solar-powered beacons so people in trouble can signal for help.
We have six planned for the Yuma sector area, and they're placed in places where people who would be in distress who are moving through the desert north would be able to see them.
Pushing a red button will bring the Border Patrol. A commission led by former Presidents Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford will recommend tomorrow that Election Day be made a federal holiday. The commission says the states should establish their own voter registration systems and that any voter challenged by a poll worker should be allowed to cast a ballot, leaving the validity of the vote to be determined later. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses, but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, my name is Ron LeGrand, and I'm the country's leading expert on quick-turning houses. I've bought and sold over 1,300 houses to date, and I'm creating millionaires all over North America. Won't you join us? Would you like to learn how you can start from scratch and make $3,000 in the next 30 days, replacing your current income within 3 months while working from home? If you'll call 800-972-0404, 24 hours a day, I'll send you over $30 worth of audio tapes and a special free report. Don't get so busy making a living you don't take time to make any real money. Call 800-972-0404 and get your life back. Again, that's 800-972-0404, 24 hours a day. Call immediately.
Your tax dollars at play. Congress heard a report today about how some members of the military have misused their expense accounts. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein has details.
The General Accounting Office's Gregory Coote says luxury items were purchased on government credit cards.
It appears that these purchases were often made to satisfy the personal preferences of purchase card holders.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley says one card was used at Hooters.
There's a soldier who spent $3,100 in a nightclub, an Army reservist wife who spent $13,053 on a shopping spree in Puerto Rico.
Vice Admiral Keith Lippard says the military record is good compared to similar fraud in business, but
the controls cannot completely eliminate occurrence of misuse.
He said officials have found the purchasing system works well and saves money. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Having a celebrity move into the neighborhood can trigger mixed reactions, and that's exactly what's happening in New York City's Harlem community as Bill Clinton prepares to move into his post-White House office. Harlem leaders rolled out the red carpet today with an official welcoming ceremony, but protesters said the gentrification of the area, symbolized by the presence of the former president, is driving black businesses out of Harlem. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
It's a fact that more new cars, more school buses, more police cars, and more families on vacation ride on tires made by Goodyear than any other. If you have questions about your tires, no matter what brand, Goodyear's experienced tire experts can help. Now through September 2nd, get a free $50 gas card when you buy a set of four selected Goodyear tires, including many popular sport utility tires. For the Goodyear location nearest you and complete details, just call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
I say it's like fire.
No, I'd say blowtorch.
I describe it this way. Oh.
They're talking about heartburn, and now there's a fast way to put out the fire. Alka-Seltzer Heartburn Relief. Faster than Pepcid AC or even the leading prescription. Specially formulated Alka-Seltzer Heartburn Relief. It's cool, effervescent, and nothing puts out the fire faster. Alka-Seltzer Heartburn Relief. Use as directed.
The Dow down 14 points today, the NASDAQ down 11. It may seem bizarre, but sometimes homeowners who have marijuana stolen from their property put in a claim to their insurance company, and sometimes the company pays. If it's medical marijuana, Allstate spokesman Bob Daniel says they have no choice.
Under the law, medical marijuana would be legal, and consequently, we would cover it.
Eight states currently allow possession of marijuana for medical reasons. Most of the claims are small, but one California man collected more than $12,000 after an armed robber stole 3 pounds of pot. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
I'm Dave Zorn, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. 71 degrees under hazy skies here in Hollywood this Monday, the 30th of July.